Compromise. A settlement involving mutual concessions. Compromise is the language of the devil. Andrew Womack. Indeed, the safest road to hell is the gradual one, the gentle slope, soft underfoot, without sudden turnings, without milestones, without signposts. C.S. Lewis. It is the weak man who urges compromise, never the strong man. Elbert Hubbard. From the beginning of our history, the country has been afflicted with compromise. It is by compromise that human rights have been abandoned. Charles Sumner. Compromise used to mean that half a loaf was better than no bread. Among modern statesmen, it really seems to mean that half a loaf is better than a whole loaf. Gilbert K. Chesterton. Compromise is never anything but an ignoble truce between the duty of a man and the terror of a coward. Reginald W. Kaufman. Compromise is but the sacrifice of one right or good in the hope of retaining another, too often ending in the loss of both. Tryon Edwards. An appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile, hoping it will eat him last. Winston Churchill. The body can endure compromise, and the man can be seduced by it. Only the heart protests. The heart. Carbon-based primitive in a silicon world. Jeanette Winterson. Compromise is a stalling between two fools. Stephen Fry. The man who refuses to judge, who neither agrees nor disagrees, who declares that there are no absolutes and believes that he escapes responsibility, is the man responsible for all the blood that is now spilled in the world. Reality is an absolute. Existence is an absolute. A speck of dust is an absolute, and so is human life. Whether you live or die is an absolute. Whether you have a piece of bread or not is an absolute. Whether you eat your bread or see it vanish into a looter's stomach is an absolute. There are two sides to every issue, one right and the other is wrong. But the middle is always evil. The man who is wrong still retains some respect for truth, if only by accepting the responsibility of choice. But the man in the middle is the knave who blanks out the truth in order to pretend that no choice or values exist, who is willing to set out the course of any battle, willing to cash in on the blood of the innocent or to crawl on his belly to the guilty, who dispenses justice by condemning both the robber and the robbed to jail, who solves conflicts by ordering the thinker and the fool to meet each other halfway. In any compromise between food and poison, it is only death that can win. In any compromise between good and evil, it is only evil that can profit. In that transfusion of blood which drains the good to feed the evil, the compromise is the transmitting rubber tube. Ayn Rand. Do not let us mistake necessary evils for good. C.S. Lewis. If you're willing to compromise, you're confessing that your position is not important. If your position is not important, you should capitulate. If both opponents are willing to compromise, then neither of their positions are important, and so the issue is not important.